I'm starting to have fun again as I look at acquiring or doing my next self-storage project. Let me share with you why. My name is Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy, which houses the training that I offer, like my newest course, Fundraising for the Small Self-Storage Investor. You can find out more about it at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com or the Self-Storage Quick Start Academy. But let me tell you why I'm having so much fun today. Nothing's really changed in the market significantly, but I noticed that things are a little bit different. So I'm still looking at existing self-storage facilities, doing expansions, and I'm noticing that the offers that I'm writing are beginning to be taken a little bit more seriously than they were a few months ago or 6 months ago. There's also a lot less people out there writing on existing self-storage facilities. According to Cushman Wakefield, who still lists mostly 5-6 cap properties, the first half of 2023 transactions were down 57%. Now, I have contacts at different companies, different REITs that we've worked with, and one of my contacts at the REITs said that just like off the shelf, their stance when they start negotiating is that self-storage, existing self-storage, has declined 30%. The values over the last 12 months have gone down approximately 30%. Now, with public storage, their offers probably reflect that if you can get one. They have been real busy with their acquisition of Simply Self-Storage. Massive acquisition. Now, why am I having so much fun? I'm not looking at the 5.45 cap rates. Yes, I actually saw that yesterday on a self-storage facility. I'm not looking at those. I'm not looking at most of the Cushman and Marcus listings. But I'm still using the basic fundamentals I teach and I've been using for years. And I'm writing letters of intent and I'm starting to get better responses on my letters of intent. I'm having fun because I'm beginning to make progress again with sellers. With less people buying and properties staying on the market longer, people like us can actually start getting more opportunities that were previously going to much bigger players. Sidebar, have you noticed that there's a lot of listings you'll see today where previously they had a call to offer and the seller didn't take them? And I'm seeing properties that had calls to offer 2 months ago, 3 months ago, and they're still on the market. Perhaps sellers are getting more realistic now. So here's my suggestion. Stick to the fundamentals. No pie in the sky performas. No, I can lease up. I know that most people might put in 1,000 square feet or 1,500 square feet net absorption per month, but I can lease up at 3,500. I've had people say that to me, by the way. I'm not writing price increases in for the next year or two, depending on the project I'm looking at. If I'm doing an expansion, I keep the price flat for 3 years or so, maybe have one price increase in 5 years if I'm doing an expansion and lease up. I'm conservative on my lease up numbers too. So if the feasibility report comes back and says we're leasing from 1,200 square feet a month to 1,600 square feet a month, guess which number I'm using? And it's not the average of the two. I'm going with the lower number. And I come up with offers that work for me in the group that I'm in, and I'm starting to get feedback on my offers that 6 months ago, a year ago, were just going to someone else. Now that someone else isn't there. I love it. I'm having fun again. Or at least I'm having fun again on buying existing self-storage. Now, I talk to a lot of people who are on the sidelines, just kind of waiting for the economy to do its thing. And that's great. And I am in no way trying to talk anybody into doing anything. If you want to stay on the sidelines, go to the sidelines right now and wait. But here's what I know. I sold, over the last decade, I ended up selling two brands that I was involved in that we started. Both of those brands were started in the last recession, 08 through 10. That's when those brands were started. And we built them up, and we ended up selling them in 2018 through 2020. More wealth is created when the economy is in a slowdown or a recession than is ever created, in my opinion, and from the stats that I've seen and the people I talk to who are in the know. More wealth is created during the slow times than the boom times. At least for small investors who want to create equity as opposed to trying to create wealth through fees using other people's money. So here's my coaching. Go out and have fun again. Start looking at mom and pop facilities that really work for you. Write offers that work for you. You're going to be writing a lot more offers and you're going to be getting deals. But that's fun. That's where the fun is. You're looking for the treasure. Start going out and having fun again. And stick with the fundamentals. You don't need to reduce your reversion cap rate from 7 to 5 to make the numbers work. Just don't do that. Underwrite offers that are realistic and work for you and help you that achieve your benchmark numbers if you've got that particular opportunity at your asking price. And go out and play the game and have fun again. And let's let the people on the sidelines stay on the sidelines. So thank you very much. My name is Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Storage World Analyzer. That's the financial analysis tool we use as we're modeling out self-storage opportunities. I will typically run it a number of different ways. Worst case scenario, best case scenario, realistic scenario. I base my offer off the realistic scenario, but I look at the worst case scenario to see if I can live with that downside. So if you're using Excel, great. I use Excel a lot too, but I invite you to really look at the analyzer. You can find out more about it at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com or storageworldanalyzer.com. Thank you, and I look forward to being with you next week. Between now and the next time we're together, go out and have fun looking for and doing your next self-storage deal. See you then. Bye.